Okay. As we know, most people are afraid of something. For some people, it's heights. For others, it could be lightning or enclosed spaces. I have a friend who wouldn't go near trains or train tracks. He saw something really bad when he was a kid. The details are fuzzy. He thinks someone was killed by a train or electrocuted on the tracks, but it was very real for him. He was just a kid. After that, for him, trains and tracks forever had associations with death. He grew up with a fear so powerful that he believed if he ever went near a train track, something bad would happen to him. Somehow, he believed, he would not survive the experience. So, no train commutes, no gravy trains, no trains at all. Now, my friend, his kid loved trains. There's irony for you. And my friend wanted to share in something important to his son. He did say it was just his luck his kid would love the thing he feared the most. Yes, he wanted to make an effort. And a part of him understood the irrationality of his fear. He wanted to be free of it. He began to face the object of his fear by seeing his son off to the train station and going to pick him up from there. Little by little, he gradually lost that fear. Now he takes the subway. He doesn't love it as such, but it's no longer this dreaded thing looming over his life.